Oh man, people do all kinds of stuff.
I'm sure he's wide awake when he come out of there. Right. Hey, we're looking for the coffee and
Yep. All right, we're back in the book, presenting the Holy Spirit. We're on page 111 this week. And she wrote some wonderful things about prayer. And I was studying it for the time I got one of, you know, she brought a lot of good points out about prayer. And I know I'm going to get one, my favorite one is the third one here. She said, this is the second paragraph. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Prayer must always be accompanied by faith, the belief that God wants to heal and that he will. As we believe and obey the command of the word of the word to anoint the sick with oil and pray for their healing, God will answer our prayer. And she said, faith must be must energize all of our praying if we want to realize the answers we seek. That comes from receiving his word. So you can believe God's word and not receive it. You can also receive God's word and let it go. But when you
say it again, so they make sure they get it.
Yeah, we can believe God's word and not receive it. And we can receive God's word and then let it go and stop receiving it. And but when we stick with it, that's what makes the difference. And lately the Lord's been dealing with me about receiving. I've been ministering that on the website and the radio broadcast about the power of receiving God's word. A lot of times we read for an education. We want to know what God said and where he stands. And we want to learn it. But in order to do that, you have to receive his word by faith, because his word is alive. This is not a normal book. You know, if you read a repair manual, you can just read it. It's true. You just do it and it works. With the word of God, you read it and believe it, but you have to receive it for it to be faith in you. You won't have faith for it unless you receive it. It's got to be part of you. You receive it in.
You know, one of the things the disciple would say to people, that they would ask him, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. And they didn't know about it, but you can receive him. And he's a gentleman. He's not going to force his way. But if you receive him, if you receive his influence, if you receive his guidance, then it becomes a part of you. And you can live from that. And the education actually comes last. Jesus said, take heed how you hear. The way you measure, it'll be measured back to you. So the more you receive it, the higher chances of you measuring it bigger, or at least as big as you need it at the time. And then you'll speak it, and it'll be life in your life. It'll change the facts in your life.
You'll release it. Amen.
Yeah. And it can change those facts permanently if you don't let it go.
Like Mary said, a lifestyle of praise and worship. You got to have a lifestyle of receiving, don't you?
Yeah. That's the backbone. Communion. That's
communion.
Receiving.
Yeah. Yes. Good.
Receiving exactly. Is communion.
Yes.
You're receiving God in your life. In this situation, you're receiving God's wisdom. And you're going to change everything that's wrong. They talked about how when they got saved, they found out how they've been in trouble since they got saved. Actually, they just found out about the trouble they were already in. Because the enemy hides his hand. He'll slap you in the face and hide his hand. When people don't know that he exists, he just leave him. He got him. He just leave him alone. Let's not wake him up. Let's just try to combat the ones that's pushing back. We got the ones that's living a good life that don't know about God yet. And he ordered his demons, don't alert them. Do as much damage as you can without alerting. That's his strategy. Do as much damage in a person's life without alerting.
Yeah,
every word chaos is, he's there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No matter what it is.
Yes. That is so true, brother. Mm-hmm. Wherever there's chaos, He's there. He's probably hiding his hand, but he's there.
Yeah. He's the influence of the situation to make it happen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And he give people thoughts, and then they accept them, and it becomes normal to them.
A lot of times, too, people will repeat what he says out loud so they hear it. Mm-hmm. And that way they receive it because they're saying it out loud and you hear it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I notice then when I say the word of God out loud, and it helps me to receive it better.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I've heard so many young guys say that they didn't expect to live past 30.
Right. Mm.
That's an evil thought that they received that thought as a child.
Uh-huh. They came in agreement with it.
Mm-hmm. And they live any kind of way because they don't expect to live long anyway.
My son said that.
Yeah.
When it died.
Mm-hmm.
Your what now?
My son that died a year ago, he said that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he said, I won't live past 40-something.
45 or so.
40-something.
Yeah.
My brother Hagin said that, you know, when he was waiting to be healed, mm-hmm. he said he knew, you know, God healed, it could heal. But he said it took him, I forget how many months, to realize that God really wanted him healed, that it was mm-hmm. God's will,
uh-huh.
to realize his will, you know,
mm-hmm.
that he would heal him.
Yeah.
And to receive it for himself.
It took him several more months mm-hmm. after, you know, to realize that, for that to sink in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you feel the pain, you see the situation, and the situation is huge.
Oh, yeah.
So now you gotta learn the word and receive enough word to see, so the word will be bigger than the problem.
Yes.
Otherwise, the problem is there. You can feel it, you can taste it, you can smell it, you can hear it. It's there. So the word of God is on paper. And you gotta believe it.
I think, too, you gotta be careful what you say to people, because the devil will use even a Christian brother or sister mm-hmm. to say something mm-hmm. that'll bring a negative, you know,
word.
That's true.
Uh-huh. And he will.
Family, you know.
That's true.
And we have to
And
we have to remember what the 6th chapter of Ephesians say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of time we go after the person. Mm-hmm. Instead of going after that spirit.
That's the spirit.
That's the biggest problem with a lot of Christians is especially older Christians, they have forgot that we're actually in a supernatural battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the reason why I want to tell you something. This is another target prayer. The church and everything is losing kids right and left to witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
All over the country, and the reason why is there ain't no power in the church, and the witchcraft is, they're seeing the power in the witchcraft.
There you go.
Literally. Mm-hmm. Because we forgot that we're in a supernatural battle, that this is real,
yeah.
and we forgot it. Well, we say it and all that, but we don't receive it.
You have to receive.
That's
the key. When you receive His word, His word will begin to be bigger to you. In your eyes.
And it magnifies God.
Yeah. And now this is what brings it home, what Mary said. Praise and worship.
Yeah.
Praise and worship. That's the loudest voice of faith.
Woo! Lord, let me write that down. Praise and worship is the loudest voice of faith.
It magnified the word in your eyes. And you forget about your pain and you're looking at Him. Now when you look at Him, everything changes. A strong study habit is a good ally to help to do these things. What
point of faith?
When you're trying to grow under persecution or under pain or, you know, everyday problems, it's difficult. But once you start winning, that's the time to really learn God. When things are going good.
Lay down and relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, Teresa.
That's good.
Because you still have a tendency if everything's going good not to be as quiet as.
Yeah.
That's very good.
But that's when you kick it up, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what soldiers do during time of peace. They train like crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
And we're a soldier.
We are. And fill our hearts with God's word.
Right.
Yes.
And prepare for what's ahead because it's coming.
Yeah.
But what I'm doing is coming, cause I'm gonna receive God's word and do the campaigns God give me.
Okay, we have a special speaker today, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, so we need to cut off.
Okay.
I got to clean up.
All right, I'm going to cut it off.
I don't know. I
forgot their name.
Somebody's from Alabama.
Can I get this last prayer, Mayor? Can I get this last prayer? It's short. This is the one I was going to. All right. She said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Don't forget that. That's super important. Mm-hmm. She said, God honors the prayers of the righteous, especially when fervency of desire accompanies it. David knew that if he regarded iniquity in his heart, God would not hear him. And then she said something so amazing. She said, when we pray to a holy God, we must approach him with clean hands and a pure heart. We also must have an intensity of desire like the blue flame of a welding torch that will melt what it touches. Then we can expect to receive what we need from it. Now, she knew something about brazing and welding. The fervency in your heart to get this thing done, it's got to be strong like the blue flame of a welder's torch that melts what it touches. The only way I know to do that is fill your heart with God. Receive his word, a lot of it, in your heart. Till you see him, till you have a visual of victory. And speak it, and never deny it. And it has to happen. It's a law. Your prayers avail much. It has to happen. There's no way that it can go any other way. And when you have faith like that and the anointing, that kind of faith activates the anointing. And you got to have what God said. All right. Listen. We'll pick up that next week.
Start back to that point. Repeat that point again. The teacher made sure to repeat the point again. We ended it, repeat it to start.
Okay.
About that. Favorite prayers of a righteous man avail much.
All right. I'll do that. God is moving.
I think we wasn't listening to this too much.
We'll start that next week. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Bless every heart that wants to know you. Help us to receive and do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.